Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, May 30th. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time, Superior Sunrise before that at 7:30. They'll be offering 26,863 head on May 30th. For details, you can go to superiorlivestock.com. There you can view the catalog and get a time schedule for when the various lots will be selling. If you've got questions, you can also call 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
If you grow soybeans in the South, you need a fungicide that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. Revilock fungicide from BASF is the solution you can depend on for stronger, longer disease control. Always read and follow label directions.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes here with a reminder that it's a great place to get your local farm and ranch news. OklahomaFarmReport.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it's available for you. OklahomaFarmReport.com.
Today, visiting with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Bob, it seems like a lot of folks have gotten some rain, so what are you hearing from producers right now?
Well, I hate to say this, but I heard one yesterday say, I wish it would quit raining for a little bit. But
we've gotten some places that are getting 8 to 9 inches of rain.
Oh, yeah. We got one customer down the Walters Timber area. He said over like a 5-day period last week, he had 14 inches. So I love the rain. I do more in the mud than I can in the dust. Yeah, we've got some good rains. I mean, there's still places that's missed all of this. They get a tenth to 2 tenths, but that's more rain than they were getting. So, I mean, we're setting up to everything to be good, have a good hay crop. You know, demand is good for, we're starting to see some demand in our area for a few of these replacement cows, not in big numbers, but for good quality. There's some people wanting some. If you're culling cows, I mean, you're culling and selling cows at a highest price you've ever done that. In general, the livestock industry is in a good state. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of these cattle that are coming off feed that aren't making any money, but you know, that's what will adjust the feeder market is they'll adjust it back where they can make money and then we'll ebb and flow again.
And what do you expect we'll see this week at the sale barns?
We've got some big consignments of cows coming that are not replacement cows. They're just cull cows. People have they're pulling their old cows off, taking advantage of this market, going to clean up, and hopefully they'll go back in and restock with younger cows. That's the general consensus, but you know, we'll work through all that. I think the market's going to stay pretty good. We've had a good rally here. We put $10 to $12 on this thing in the last 7-8 days on the feeders. You know, the fat market, we've rallied it up from the low mid 70s back up into the low to mid 80s.
Once again, that's Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Well, the U.S. red meat industry gathered in Kansas City last week for the annual U.S. Meat Export Federation Spring Conference. USMEF Chair Randy Spronk highlighted a need for market access through new free trade agreements.
When we look at those countries that we have free trade agreements, we lower tariff and we lower non-tariff trade barriers. U.S. products, they maintain access because of their healthfulness, because of their taste, because of their cost effectiveness. American agriculture is good, but we do need a level playing field. And I think that's the position we just need to keep verbalizing in agriculture here. We look at the past when Korea and Colombia, two phenomenal markets that we've just shown continued growth here. We need some new markets here. I'd make reference to Vietnam. Vietnam could have been within TPP here. They're in CPTPT. We're on the outside looking in here. We're at a tariff disadvantage on our products that go into that country at a time frame when they could really use our product. Philippines would be another example. So just great opportunities for continued free trade agreements. And we just want to make sure our administration and our Congress hears that.
Once again, that's USMEF's Randy Spronk. Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.